be played out in many different ways. There are the violent, screaming hordes of the type of revolution, and there are other degrees of revolution, fine degrees of people suddenly having personal realizations, or cosmic energy coming and affecting people's chakras, or a mass event blowing the chakras of people open, and there is revolution of mind. In 2010, as we were speaking on the first part, August number 2 of 2010, we see that that revolution will be played out in a very high level of energy. It is not just going to be people demonstrating and acting out. And there will be plenty of reason to be doing that. But there will be a larger majority of people who will be having revolution inside. The change of their perceptions, the change of the way they perceive and see and understand the world can go very, very quickly. And the activities of the giants in the Southwest, and of course you know the giants were all over the planet, but in this country, that is one area that has been left with a repository, sort of like a
time capsule.
Thank you so much. This is the exact word we were looking for, Corinne. Exact. Good bit of file changing, exchanging there. Sort of like a time capsule. And a time capsule is meant to be opened or open itself. It is ticking away. And let's say your ancestors were quite capable of bilocating themselves, physically moving their body from one place to another or being in two places at the same time, but also looking along the lines of time. Today it's difficult to understand that people saw time in a different way. Now Bob's ancestors are saying, slow down, enjoy life, it's a crazy world. From their perspective, from the, let's say, their last journey within the last 100 years, they can understand time, yes, the ticking away of seconds and minutes, but ancestors from thousands of years ago did not look at time at all in the way that you look at time. And think in terms that perhaps ancestors could have a timepiece that when they looked at it or used it, that timepiece could open up time backward and forward. And they could see how what they did in the moment, what they were engaged in investing their energy and attention, how that would ripple in the future to so many different probabilities. And they could, in that old now of thousands of years ago, they could plot their decisions by checking out the probabilities of their own movements and then closing down certain probabilities and focusing only on the ones that they wanted to be into, and then prepare themselves thousands of years ago for the time capsule to go off in the probability that they intended, not any of the others.
They're tweaking their futures.
Exactly, they are tweaking their futures. But they, and are you subject to their tweaking, or who are you in the midst of this? Can you see yourself as gamers supporting their intentions? Can you understand that the potato level or unconscious level and subconscious level, onion memory level, that you are busy positioning yourselves and getting life ready for events that you know are coming, yet your P or conscious mind is busy paying the rent or the mortgage or planting all, tomorrow you'll be planting, or the next few days, planting all the plants that you got this evening. Wondering, jumping to some of these ideas of ancestors and people who lived before you. And yet the point we are making is that there is a huge gap in awareness between what you have agreed to be here for, what you are part of, and the uniqueness of your own identity in your own life. There are many parallel realities that occur at the same time.